Hello, I'm Kiff Kiker, pastor of Booms Creek Baptist Church. We're so excited having you with us today. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And I hope you'll discover that today, that you'll be uplifted and encouraged as we praise the Lord together.
All right, y'all are too quiet this morning. Don't make me nervous, all right? Good morning, the choir's going to open up with a song this morning. This is a fun song. I hope this brings back some Christmas memories for you as it does for me. Loading up in an old 1964 Mercury Monterey, going over to Santa Valley to Grandma's house. We'll be singing all these songs. There's so many songs and so many times that we build those memories as families throughout the year. We've all got those quirky uncles, you know, that wear the different stuff at Christmas and tell the different stories. That's kind of what this is about this morning. This is just a portion of you. Hope you enjoy this. Hope it brings back some childhood memories for you. We'll sing this song. Is it on the box? CD?
Which CD?
Which one? I'm not sweating now. I will be here back. Y'all see this white streak from on?
Which CD?
Pardon?
Which CD you did?
Chris, me in that white one there with your book, Terry. In that white piece of paper, it's a homemade CD.
Portraits of Christmas?
That's
start
it.
With track 39.
Which track?
What I have written there, 39?
39,
yeah. And see, this takes all the pressure off, man. You can only go one or two ways. This happened at Grandma's house, too. I see my mom broke candy out the door before. I'm sorry, she poured it out the door. You ladies will know what I'm talking about.
Here is gathered.
morning. We hope that we brighten your holiday time just by this song. If you're here for our Sunday school lesson this morning, you know the greatest thing that we celebrate this time of year. And that is His greatest gift that God has ever given to mankind.
Amen.
Came as a child some 2,000 years ago. Let's stand. Let's fellowship. Meet and greet one another this morning. We're glad you're here. If you're visiting with us, we invite you just to join in with us.
Relight the candle of prophecy and preparation. And the candle of peace. The candle of joy. And today we light the candle of love.
Amen.
Riley is going to do our scripture reading today.
Christmas to pay the price of our sins so that we could be forgiven.
love for Jesus and to go home in heaven. Thank you, God, for what Christmas means to those that trust in you. Amen.
Amen.
May have to turn that on, Ashley.
There in the same country shepherds are lying in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Well, for the angel of the Lord came upon them, and glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And it shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly it was with the angel, multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace goodwill toward men.
Yeah.
lively bunch. Good morning, everybody. Well, keep dreaming. Tim has done volunteer education work. I don't know how many years. He's a great blessing. He's a great teacher. He's still with us, but I wanted to present something to him on behalf of our church. Presented to Dr. James Green for your dedicated service as Minister of Education, Queen Street Baptist Church. 9 o'clock here, so he can be on time. It's my privilege, joy, and honor to present this to you. Thank you for your service. Lean to it here. Hello. And just let me remind you, Sunday School's purpose is to reach people, teach people, and minister to people. Don't forget it. But also, he's taught us, instead of quarterly, personal study guide.
Amen.
All right, we have announcements this week for our church. One of the biggest announcements we have this morning are our Lottie Moon Christmas board. It's all lit up. Our goal is date, we've received $4,457. So that's dollars that's going out on the mission field. What a better way to spend money this year than giving that to our missionaries, some who risk their very life to be in those foreign countries as we try to spread good news, what we talked about this morning, the greatest gift, the light of the world, which is Jesus Christ. Also, this morning we'll be giving out treat bags. So, hey, you come to the, if you're visiting with us, you're here on the right Sunday. We're going to give you some treat bags, and we just invite you to participate in that. Hopefully, you'll enjoy that. I know you will. I sampled a little bit of everything out of every bag, so it's good stuff. Also, we've got a new address for Jim and Lindy Parker. You know, they were members here, and they moved to Florida. And I hope it snows down there this week, since it's going to be 7 years. I hope they get about 4 feet of snow down there in Florida. And nothing personal, Mr. Hall. It's going to be nice and cozy up here. We hope it's cold and rosy down there. So, rosy cheeks, that is. So their address is listed there. So if you get a chance, you can write them, encourage them, or send them, just to let them know that they're missed here at Boone Street Baptist Church. Also, Tuesday, December 22nd, what's going on that night? Ball game. We're going down to Knoxville. There's 6 tickets left. There were, the last time I checked the board, 6 seats left. So $17. ETSU's playing UT and Thompson Bowling in Knoxville. We'll be leaving the church here at 4:15.
Is that correct?
Well, in typical Baptist fashion, we'll stop and eat chicken somewhere down the road. And so we'll do that. Also remember, this Wednesday night there's no evening service. That's on Wednesday, December 23rd. Sunday, the first Sunday back, we'll have our missions. We'll pick that up. We didn't have that in December. So men and women, bring food for the needy anytime. We've got containers out here in the foyer. So we'll just keep that in mind. Also, deacons, we'll have our first deacons meeting, 2016, January 5th, 6:30. Any other announcements need to be made this morning? All right, well, let's stand this morning. Sing our offertory hymn this morning. Wait in the manger.
Thank you.
full of thank you cards I want to read this morning. Thank you so much. It says, through you, God has chosen his goodness. You're a blessing. It says, thank you for cards, prayers, food, and encouraging words. It is times like these you realize what a loving church family we are. God has truly blessed our family by being members here at Village Creek Baptist Church. Love, Dave and Lisa Heal. That's the Heal family. Also got another card here this morning we'll read from the Tuny Cash, Tuny Linda, and family. It says, may all the wonders of Christmas be yours in this thoughtful coming year. It says, dear friends, members of Boone's Creek Baptist Church, thanks so much for the wonderful, delicious food that you brought to my family during the passing of my sweet mother. May God richly bless you for such a kind thing. Love you all. Tuny Cash. So have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year.
Thank you, Tim. I'm amazed at the giving spirit our people have among the worldwide causes, but as we give, and an account last round, and so I like to know where the money goes. So, you know, we give to Agape Women's Services. That's in our budget. There's been babies saved through that. People go out and have an abortion. Maybe they do a sonogram and they decide against the abortion. Contact Ministry, that's where people call in problems, and we've had a record of suicidal people calling in and dealt with and changed their mind. Haven of Mercy, that's an ongoing month of prayer, 65 days a year. It's a blessing to support CBM Ministries, Children's Bible Ministries, and I got this week a letter that talks about how they're in the public schools. There's three more counties that have joined what's called release time. It takes place off school property, but during the school day, they use buses to transport the children to churches near their schools. Scott County, Buchanan County, Virginia have joined and come on board, as Bell County, Kentucky has. Already 800 children of these new counties have enrolled, and they anticipate up to 5,000 school children this year will have the Bible pop right out of school there. Also, Family Promise, we support that. That's taking families in to churches, family unit, Billy Graham Telephone TV Ministry, that's people saved every a week in that. Tri-City Christian Schools, we know about their ministry. Food Pantry, that you support through the budget and other ways. Coalition for Kids, that's a tremendous work there. That brother has done great work. Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child. These are just some of the things that's in our budget that we support. And as you give, thank God that we have a part of that. It's good to see, I believe, somebody said Lisa, Webb's daughter came in, is that right? God bless you, Lisa. And we've been praying for you.
Thank you.
Every little.
I feel them all around me.
Silas, is that?
Silas is with me.
Yeah. We love you, man.
Love you.
God bless you. And we was by the funeral home the other night.
Yeah.
We wept.
I felt the prayers for me. I wouldn't be sitting here if it wasn't for prayers.
Yes. That was her daughter, Casey, passed away too, 23 years old. Just good to see everybody here. They start calling names, I'll get in trouble, but I'm glad you're here. Glad for these folks from Florida. They've been here before. They're one of us. Just glad to see Brother Thomas here. Did I miss anybody? Somebody help? Anybody else here for the first time? First time. John, David, glad to have you. Oh, that's grandmother. All right, thank you. We just thank God for all of everybody here. Let's thank everybody a big Boone's Creek welcome. Pray for the choir, pray for our families that have had loved ones passed away, attending mutant service It'll be tomorrow evening. Her sisters are right up here singing. What a fitting tribute that is to Jamie and how she loved the choir. She was a choir member. I think this is really complimentary for these sisters that are here singing. And we just thank everybody tonight. It'll be a special memorial service for Leonard Bowman, his passing. There'll be a big crowd here tonight. We'll have quartet tonight. And other singers, and you'll be able to share. Susan has done a great job arranging this, and you'll be able to share a memory of Brother Leonard tonight at 6:30. Brother Thomas, if you will, lead us in off-court prayer. Thank you for coming.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we stumble through our lives, we try to reason why, and we try to reason how these things happen. But we know that you're here to watch over us, Lord, in good times and in bad times.
That's right.
So we ask that as we give today, we give with our hearts, and we give with our souls, in memory of all of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
She's a member of our church here, and she is in the hospital this time. Great condition, but just remember her, she's packed, ready to go, as Kendall was just talking. She knows where she's going, and that's what it's all about. She's been given that precious gift, that greatest gift, as we talked about this morning. This morning, as we prepare to sing, I'll just be honest with you, it's not about how we sing. It's not about how many practices we've had, or if I bring them in at the wrong time, or cut them off the wrong time, or I start them on the wrong note. See, this morning, it's not about what we're singing, but it's who we're singing to.
Amen.
We're grateful this morning for that greatest gift. So we're going to worship Christ this morning as we sing, but we're going to dedicate this cantata to Janie Newt, who was a faithful member of this choir. Ken's already talked about her sisters right there singing this morning. And that's just the way the Methodists are. It's God and his family. And I hope that's the way you are this morning. If not, what a great time of year to accept this precious gift God has given us. And pray for us this morning as we sing.
Jesus, so Glory to the Lord. Thank you. Tell Mr. Jesus
Morning. Christmas, such a special time for children. We've got a special child that's kind of come and share about that. What happened when Christ was born? Love came down. Riley's going to sing the solo part.
Songs that were sung by candlelight.
city. He travels barely, so shall bright, and then came down at Christmas time.
Imagine a king. there beneath the starlit sky, a child's cry broke through the silent night. That moment time stood to still, God's love had been revealed in a father's sacrifice. When heaven's lamp was born, a precious gift was given from the Father's side, bringing hope and life for all who believe in Him. Oh, how the angels sang and the earth rejoiced, lifting up one voice of the blessed born. Heaven's love was born.
Oh, richly palace for this King, no front to hold His majesty. Just a simple bed of hay for the child to lay, so the world could see.
61. I want to change on you a little bit this morning. Can I do that? Is that okay? Let's stand. Hear my stand. You sing that last song, Chris. Number 61. Sing with me this morning. This is what Christmas is all about.
Oh, come let us adore.
Jesus paid it all. Because you know that same baby that was born in the manger, he hung on the tree. It wasn't a Christmas tree, it's an old rugged cross. For you and me. So that we could have life everlasting. Pray for the choir as we sing our final song.
Amen.
Yeah.
morning as we stand. Have you ever had someone give you a Christmas present you didn't have anything to give them? We've all had that happen, haven't we? The greatest exchange of gifts can only happen between man and God. You see, God gave us His greatest gift. He came as His Son and He died for us. In return, He wants us to give Him our heart and our life. You see that exchange of gifts that's going on there? Between an almighty God who created this heaven and earth, and us just as humble people who love. You've got an opportunity this morning to exchange gifts with an almighty God if you don't know Him. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, it's not about the songs that we sing. Those are good. We just sing them to Him. But it's about a man who was born and died for us. Stand and sing. Jesus paid it all. If you don't know Him this morning, you don't know Him.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message, and if you will, you may share this video with a friend or family member. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, it's the best decision you'll ever make. It's just simple. A, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. C, confess Him as your Savior, and you can pray a prayer like this: Dear God, I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. I need You. And You died for me on the cross and promised to save me. If I'd only trust You, I do trust You, Jesus. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Save my soul so I can go to heaven when I die. If you prayed that prayer, you can notify us. We have some materials we'd like to share with you and get you started right in your Christian faith. To learn more about our church, just again, visit us on website, WindsCreekBaptist.org, and don't forget to check back with us next Sunday for the message of the hour. God bless.